Robbie and Rochelle in the Morning on 107.1 The Boss is brought to you by DeluxeCarCareLLC.com, home of the Deluxe Rinseless Detailing Kit for a shine above the rest.
Come fly with me.
I'll tell you what, I always thought that St. Joseph's Day was the day after St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, really?
I thought it was Friday, but it was Saturday.
Yes.
I don't know how I got this far in life not realizing it was 2 days after and not the day after. But anyhow, we kind of celebrated this weekend. Not only did we go pick up the pastries, I thought we'd take a drive. I'd be like, what better thing can we do to celebrate my people's holiday? Festivale de San Giuseppe.
Okay.
We take a drive up to Hoboken. I've always wanted to take a picture with the Frank Sinatra statue.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never seen it. I'd never done that. And I know that there's, they have a whole walking tour you can do if you're a fan of the history.
They do, yeah.
And we figured there's a, I don't want to plug them here because, you know, I don't want to plug them, but there's an Italian restaurant that he used to go to. It goes back all the way to the 30s.
Right.
They got pictures of when the Rat Pack was there and all this stuff.
They've got his chair. It's kind of
a
shrine.
Yeah, they got his chair. It's a signed picture of him above the bar.
Yeah, really neat.
That was kind of neat. So I figured we'd take a drive up there, and we did, and that was fine. But we park near the statue in one of the garages right on the water. And the statue there, you can see the whole, you know, you see the city on the other side of the water, see the whole skyline.
It's beautiful.
It's a pretty little park there right on the water.
Yes.
And Hoboken is hopping the other day.
Right.
I think there were people still doing the St. Patty's pub crawls.
Yeah.
You saw a lot of the young kids walking around with those green shirts on and that kind of thing. So we park over there. And then I said, well, how far is the restaurant? Can we walk it? Rochelle's like, oh, we can walk it. So we take the picture and it's a beautiful afternoon. And she goes, well, I'm going to put it on my phone. I said, well, how long a walk is it? She goes, it's 19 minutes. I was like, 19 minutes? I'm sweating from places. I have pores in places I didn't know I had walking over the restaurant.
And it's good for you.
I mean, I know it's good for me to get the steps in. I appreciate that, but I'm wearing a sport coat. I wanted to look nice, pay respect, go to Frank's place. And I get there, I'm all sweaty. So I go wash my face, have a nice meal, we had a couple of drinks, and we walk out, and I got to do it again. Oh, my God.
And somehow it was uphill going back.
It was uphill going back. That's right.
Well, you earned your pasta.
And I'm wearing boat shoes. Of course, I'm not wearing socks. My feet are killing me. It was a mess.
Well, you weren't too hot to have a couple drinks and then to have another Zapolo when we got home. So I think you were doing all right.
What did I have for dinner the other day? Oh, I had
tortellini.
Tortellini, yeah.
It was very good.
That was pretty good.
That's why you're sweating when you're walking for 20 minutes.
Cheese and carbs. I had to work that out. But all respect to the chairman there. Robbie and Rochelle in the Morning, 107.1 The Boss, and 99.7 anywhere on The Boss app, 107.1theboss.com. Real easy to stream us if you're working from home. Welcome to Tuesday, March the 22nd, 2022. It is the second full day of spring. That's a happy thought, huh?
I love that the sun is staying out so much later. I know that it's we've got that whole daylight savings time thing happening, but it's so nice. It's so nice that it's like 7 o'clock and the sun is still out. I love it.
I don't know what is worse. Is you leave work and it's pitch black, or you go to work, you go to school, it's pitch black. I know they're debating that. The Senate passed that bill, and they're debating whether or not to keep daylight savings time.
I think they need to keep it. It's too much to keep switching back and forth.
So you like it the way it is right here?
Yeah, just leave it alone. Stop.
This is not standard time, though. This is daylight savings time.
So they're saying if they switch it, they're going to go back and they're going to take my hour away again?
Yeah, because they want the kids to go to school with it later out.
Why? They're fine.
In the words of Whitney Houston, I believe the children are our future.
We adults are the ones that need the light, though. The kids don't care. They'll be up all night.
You're like that Steve Martin sketch that I always talk about from Saturday Night Live. You're like, yes, of course, the children. Also, Rochelle is very tired. I get up very early.
I do.
Crack of dawn.
I've got children. They don't care about the light or
no,
not.
They don't care at all. As long as the little iPad lights up.
That's what I'm saying.
They don't care at all.
I need the sun.
Hey, listen, we got something that just happened yesterday. We got a note from Joan Jett's people. Joan Jett and the Blackhearts going to be playing the Basie. By the way, they got a show down in AC, too. So you got a couple Jersey dates here if you're a Joan Jett fan, and they sent us some Bad Reputation tour merchandise. She's playing all the hits on this tour, so this should be pretty cool to see her. And if you'd like to win a merch bag, we're going to do that this upcoming weekend. We get the show info at 1071theboss.com. Just wanted to do a little thank you to Joan and her people for she sent us a little thing where she said the name of the radio station.
Yeah.
She said, I love the every time I'm home, I love it because she's, you know, she's spent some time here. So
right,
I love the radio station. So that feels pretty good.
It sure does.
We must be doing something right if Joan likes the station.
Right?
She's the real deal.
Well, we play her music, so she's like, hey, I like you guys.
I hadn't considered that, but like, I'll tell you what I don't care for. The station that plays Justin Bieber.
Right.
She's probably a Bieber fan, right?
Oh, who isn't? Come on.
I have I have a bone to pick with the station in town that does.
Oh.
Play Justin Bieber. So we'll get into that a little bit later on.
Okay.
Hashtag mom.
Confessions.
That's on the way. 720, 920. We'll have some concert tickets before you can buy them. Go see Duran Duran. Speaking of concerts, we get another coffee break from our friends at Dunkin'. We'll do that about 720 this morning. Of course, he said.
She said.
At 750. It's all on the way. I want to mention something here that's personal, and it's bothering me a little bit, so I feel a little distracted this morning. And I also feel guilty because, as usual, I'm making this about me to some degree, in my head at least.
Okay.
I'm not saying that, but I guess it's only fair that you would make this connection in your head.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, there's a couple of things going on here. There's a guy that you and I don't even know that used to listen to the show and would write very nice things on Facebook. And we happened to see on his page his daughter logged on, found out that the poor man passed away.
Oh, yes.
And I had never even met the guy.
Yeah.
But he just was so sweet, and he would always be so encouraging. And he'd say, you know, I don't get out much, but I so enjoy the show. And it was so kind. Because, listen, we're not here changing the world. We're not here doing it. We're just doing a silly radio show. And it's so nice to know that you made a guy enjoy his day, even for a minute, right?
Yeah.
Similarly, so I was affected by that, and it makes you feel, you start thinking about, thinking about things, you know what I mean?
That made me really sad to read that he had passed away.
Similarly, and this is still going on here, I'm very close with my uncle, and I found out he's going to go in for heart surgery.
Yeah.
Now, I don't want to be too dramatic about it, because first of all, he already has got the stents in there, and I know a lot of people go through this, where they go, well, listen, we'll just go in, you stay over one night, we send you on your way, you should be fine. Well, a year or so has gone by, and he's going to have the full-on surgery where they cut you open and all of that. Okay?
The stents are not working.
Now, the good news is not like he was rushed to the hospital or anything like that. They just, he goes in for the blood work, and they tell him you might need to go in and have the surgery if you want to be certain that your stents are not going to break down and you have trouble. Okay.
Sure.
Does that all make sense?
Yes.
Now, again, this hits home to me because one of our good friends went in, and he was the deal where they bring him in there and they go, you're coming with us.
It was an emergency.
You know what I'm saying?
It's very scary.
So, of course, this is where I feel, I'm just a little distracted because it makes you think about just how, you know, everything could change in a second, right?
Yeah.
But furthermore, it makes me think about this could absolutely happen to me.
Yeah.
And I don't know what I would do because
I
can't go in and have surgery like that. Yeah. I can't do it. I feel like you would force me to do it.
Oh, 100%. I absolutely
so
would.
So I don't know. I feel like I'm going to have to, I'll be jumping off the gurney in my and running out of the hospital and hoping you don't catch me. You know?
I think one of the biggest mistakes we ever made was actually going into the hospital. While I'm glad we did because I wanted to be supportive, but we went and saw our friend who had open heart surgery, and you happened to see
him. It looks like you've been run over by a Mack truck.
And I know that deeply affected you because you do not do well with hospitals or tubes or shots and hits. I mean, he looked rough.
He did look really rough.
And
he did, but I also think of my buddy Danny. He and I will have these philosophical discussions sometimes.
Yeah.
And he says, Rob, can you imagine? You got to go in there and you know they're going to get the bone saw and cut your chest open. Like, I can't even imagine that.
I know, but hearing it is one thing, and you and I actually went and saw someone who had just had it done.
I think
and
the
it was
thought
very
of it bothers me even more than having seen, you know, how rough the recovery process
is. You're going to be asleep. You're not going to know. I mean, it's
But that's another thing that freaks me out is what if I wake up or something?
You're not going to wake up.
And I look down, I'm like, oh my God. You know, I look like a dinosaur
you
carcass.
You won't be able to feel it. I had my abdominals cut completely open while I was wide awake, and I was fine.
You're talking about your C-section?
Yes, so you're fine.
Well, you were not wide awake.
Yes, I was.
So you're able to look down and see yourself open?
They tie your arms down, basically, so you don't freak out, and they have a sheet over you, but I asked for the sheet to be lower. Yes, you're absolutely wide awake while you're in the operating room, and they cut you open.
Is there anything wrong with my just saying, all right, I'll have the heart attack? You know what? But then I don't know, because like it's easy for me to say that now, but if you know something's wrong, and I mean, it's always just a matter of time. I could die today, right?
Absolutely.
But then if you know that you got something wrong, it only makes it even more imminent. I don't know if I could live like that.
I think for you, the fear of it happening is even worse than it actually happening because I do know
But I'm a hypochondriac anyway. I have the fear anyway.
I know.
And again, as I keep getting older, I think it's only going to get worse. But then if they tell me, oh, it's happening. It's not it might happen, it'll probably happen. It's happening tomorrow.
Yeah.
I don't know how I would do it then.
You'll be fine because like you get super sick and you're like, oh, I won't go to the doctors. I won't do it. But then you get sick enough and it starts to hurt. You're like, I guess I gotta go.
I mean, never mind a heart attack and being buzzed open. I mean, I get an ingrown toenail. Bringing me to the podiatrist is a process,
That's
okay?
a little different, but okay.
That is a process. God forbid I ever have a hernia, stones, gallbladder. I mean, the world is going to end, okay? They're going to have to bring NATO in to solve this problem. Muchas gracias for sending these into us anytime. Robbie and Rochelle on the morning page, 1071theboss.com. You can connect with us on Facebook, either the Boss page, Robbie and Rochelle page. Let us know if you get a charity event going on, you're doing something for one of the holidays coming up. Mm-hmm. If you get something you're trying to give back to the community, we love to share them all. That is the purpose, the mission, the goal here of the CBB, the community bulletin board. The Coffee Corral in Red Bank is hosting their 7th annual Easter scavenger hunt. It's exactly what I'm talking about.
There you go.
Saturday, April the 2nd, starts at 10 o'clock in the morning. They'll have pony rides, petting zoo, photo booth, live music, plus a surprise appearance. We don't know by who, but
I bet I have a good idea.
Who's it going to be?
I don't know.
Oh, is it the Easter Bunny?
Well, I don't know.
Did they get him?
It's a surprise.
He's awfully busy this time of year.
It's a surprise.
Maybe Peter Cottontail?
Maybe.
Who comes hop, hop, hopping along? CoffeeCorral.net. For all the info, I've mentioned to you, last time I was on a pony, I was 5 years old at a birthday party. And the kid that threw the party is now running for Congress up in New England.
Uh-huh.
And I can't stand him.
Because you fell off the pony.
Because I fell off the pony. I think he's just a...
And it was clearly his fault that you fell off the pony.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Still unhappy about it. He's one of these people, he wears those L.L. Bean jackets all the time to try and look like cool dad.
Uh-huh.
He's not cool, okay?
If you're wearing the L.L. Bean jacket, you're not the cool dad.
And my problem is that I don't necessarily disagree with his politics. I just don't like him as a person.
Because you fell off his pony.
Because I fell off the pony.
Just making sure
at his 5-year-old birthday party.
Okay.
New Jersey Home Show is happening this weekend. RWJ Barnabas Health Arena down in Toms River, or up in Toms River if you're listening south of that.
Mm-hmm.
See how it works. Discover new ideas, interesting products for your home. Find the best resources in home improvement, landscaping, design services. Details, njhomeshow.pb.com. And New Jersey Makers Day is Saturday, 10 o'clock, the Red Bank Public Library. Pick up, take, and make projects for the whole family. RedBankLibrary.org for all the info. Reminder, on Sunday, it's a special suggested donation at the door event. As we're doing our Sunday breakfast with the Springsteen Show, Tom Cunningham's going to be out at Bar A in Lake Como starting 9 o'clock, broadcasting live. And at the door, when you stop in to join him, make a donation, help the Red Cross effort on the ground in the Ukraine, helping those refugees, families that have been affected by this horrible war going on.
Right.
And get more info on that, make a donation real easy. 1071theboss.com. Check out our events right there, too. Couple of things we thought you needed to know this morning. I am fired up about something here. Yesterday, as we're wrapping up the show, Michelle comes in, and she tells me, I had a crazy weekend.
Mm-hmm.
She's always got a story to tell when she comes
does.
In. I said, what's going on with you? Now, she has mentioned this to me before. There is, you know, like that overheard deal? On Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
These groups where people go, hey, do you know anybody that's looking to sell a lamp, that kind of thing?
Mm-hmm.
There's one for Monmouth County.
Sure.
Monmouth News or something like that. It's not an overheard, but it's one of those, here's local stuff going on. Now, the local paper will post stuff, and Michelle, if people don't know, which they probably don't, right? She writes all the music news for our website.
Yeah.
If we're going to be out doing an event, like a coat drive, one of these kind of things, she writes the little blurbs that go on the website. And she's very cool about make sure, you know, let me make an event on Facebook for people to listen to the radio station.
Right.
So that's, in addition to being a DJ, that's her job. So she went on this stuff going on in Monmouth County to post that we had a coat drive over the weekend. Thing got taken down. And she mentioned this happened before. And so... how do I put this? There's a guy who works for one of the other radio stations, the pop station across the street there that plays the Bieber and all of that.
Yeah.
You know who I'm talking about. I won't name them. They don't deserve the mention.
Mm-hmm.
He is the administrator of this page. And so she apparently reached out to the administrator, the chief administrator, and said, you know, this is really unfair because the other radio station is getting deleted because this guy posts all his stuff all day long for his station. And we should be up here. It'd be unfair if it was...
And it's supposed to be a community page. It's not their station.
Right.
Page.
No, the guy wants to be involved in the community, so he got involved, and that's fine.
Sure.
And he should post his stuff, but we should also be allowed to post our stuff, just like News 12 should post their stuff, and the Star Ledger should post their stuff, and whatever it is. Okay?
Right.
So she goes on her personal Facebook page and posts a thing saying, without naming the guy, I got to tell you, this particular site is a little crazy because we keep trying to put the boss events up there, and it gets taken down by a certain other DJ across the street who I guess doesn't want her to put our stuff. Now, she's being a little snarky. I'll give her that, right?
Sure.
She comes in and shows me yesterday. She got a whole, the guy blocks her on Facebook, then goes to Instagram and sends her direct messages calling her out saying you're a child.
Oh, my God.
You've shown your, I thought we were friends. This must be your true colors.
Wow.
This is not the way to handle things. Calling her all out because she went on and made a little remark about how, and he didn't deny deleting our stuff off the page. I mean, and I'm going to go ahead. This is the guy, Matt Ryan, who's the afternoon DJ over there. I mean, is he not acting like a pinhead weasel? I think he is.
Now, when she posted something on her page.
Who does that?
Did she name him by name, or did she just say, my posts keep getting taken down?
She just said, by the guy who works at another station and runs this, and then she named
the
website.
So then he blocked her and wasn't big enough to post something as a comment so other people could see it, but was sneaky and put it as a DM.
And so she said what I just said and set the whole thing up and said, yeah, I'm being snarky, but here's what you did. And he goes, not the point. This was not the way to handle it. You call me out in public. I thought I knew you, but now you've shown your true colors.
She should absolutely screenshot that and post that publicly. That's what I told her. That's what I would do.
And she goes, well, I don't want to do that. And Michelle is the nicest person. She really is.
She would never do that to someone.
And I told her, I said, well, I got to call this guy out. And listen, I worked over there with you. Not over here, but I worked for that company before.
Yeah.
I know some of the people, and some of the higher management are good guys. I would love to send this screenshot along from Matt that he's trolling not only a colleague, but a woman. I mean, listen, that stuff will get you canceled, pal.
Yeah, but everybody is equal on, I mean, that doesn't, you know that what? Really doesn't matter.
You know what? I'm a gentleman. I think it's even worse to treat a woman with such disrespect.
But beyond
or an
that,
elderly person.
Isn't he in a management position?
Yeah, he certainly is.
At another company?
He's the program director across the street there.
And then he's
trolling one of my people.
Yeah, that's awful.
So I'll tell you what, this means war, buddy.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
I don't know, but... But it's certainly on like Donkey Kong because that is unacceptable. No one gets to harass Michelle but me.
That's fair.
I get to tell her not to bring her Dunkin' Donuts in the studio.
Yeah.
Not him.
Yeah. No, I'm with you.
We should be allowed. This is a site for community events.
I agree with you.
And they got this bonehead doing this?
Yeah, that's not okay.
That's
maybe
not fair.
We should start our own overheard page or whatever.
And we could do that and we could invite people, but he'll delete it. And there's like 12,000 people on that page.
Well, he can't delete if we create our own page.
No, but how will we tell people if we posted, hey, come on over to this page, you'll just delete
it? Well, you just have to share it on some thing. We've got ways.
And you know what?
If you want to
go ahead and delete that, and this site wants to allow it, then that's their prerogative. But you don't go getting in the DMs,
that's
the direct
rude.
Messages, and
that's
insulting
rude.
A person,
like, especially if you're in a management position. That's really. I know he's not a manager here, but you just.
I don't care how bad somebody behaved, even if they were on my staff. Mm-hmm. Never mind across the street. I wouldn't call him childish. It shouldn't be personal.
Right? He's the one who's being childish.
You're darn right he is.
That's awful.
You're darn right he is.
Well, we should get Michelle some donuts today. She deserves them.
I'll tell you what. I'm going to send in the mail to that guy. We had the guy from American Pie on, Sean William Scott, the other day, and I was saying that I like a stupid movie like that.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's enough bad news out there, right?
Sure.
So, sure. I mean, I will definitely watch a serious movie, an action movie sometime. I really don't like dramas very much. I can't think of the last time we watched a dramatic film.
You don't. We did just see that new Spider-Man, and there were quite a few scenes where you were like, meh.
Yeah, I just like the fun stuff. I like the special effects. And the, that's what you watch a Spider-Man movie for, right? I don't need depth from the characters. He's Spider-Man.
I don't want to hear about your life. Yeah. Just beat somebody up.
He's Spider-Man, and then you get the octopus guy. What more do I need to know?
You got to know the backstory. There's a whole reason to it.
I know the backstory. He got bit by the spider, and now he's Spider-Man. Okay. I got it. There's really not much more to know about it.
Okay.
And his alter ego is Peter Parker.
Sure.
Well, there's a thing on BuzzFeed this morning. People are sharing character deaths that shattered their hearts.
Oh, okay.
They say, yeah, we knew it was a sad movie, but can't believe it was this depressing. Now, a lot of people buzzed about this. We didn't see it, but Rosie from Jojo Rabbit has the most comments.
That
was one of the Oscar contenders maybe last year or the year before.
Yeah, I don't remember that one, but okay.
Opie and the Sons of Anarchy TV show.
Oh my gosh, that was awful. That was awful.
How does he die?
I don't want to tell you.
Well, I'm not going to see the show. What happened to him? Did he fall off a cliff or something?
He, like, sacrificed himself.
Oh,
it was
great.
Awful.
How about Rue from The Hunger Games?
Oh, that was very sad, too.
Andrea in Breaking Bad.
Okay.
This one I know you remember because you're a huge fan of this. George O'Malley in Grey's Anatomy.
Oh, my gosh. I can't even talk about George's death. That was so sad.
I haven't seen any of these things.
It was so sad.
Buffy's mom, Joyce from Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Okay.
I can't even say this name. Shireen Baratheon from Game of Thrones. I know a lot of people like that.
I didn't watch Game of Thrones.
John Coffey in The Green Mile, that one I saw.
Oh, gosh.
That's a very sad movie.
That was so sad, too.
You ever watch The Scrubs? Ben Sullivan?
No, I didn't see that.
Brendan Fraser was on that show. I know you liked him.
I actually didn't know he was on that show. If I would have known, I probably would have watched it.
Glenn from The Walking Dead. We were just talking about they're making a new Harry Potter movie. Fred Weasley.
Oh, yeah, that was very sad.
Adriana in The Sopranos. Remember they shot her in the woods?
Oh, yes.
Oh, man, Ellie from
Up. She kind of deserved it, though, no?
Yeah, I suppose so. Yeah, she kind of ratted out Christopher a little bit. Ellie from Up, you know, the Disney movie.
Oh, gosh. That is the saddest 3 minutes of a movie ever. Ever. That's so awful.
Marley and Me.
No. Mm-mm. No, that is one movie that I saw in the theaters, and I was crying so hard at the end of the movie that I had to sit there and wait until everybody left the theater because there was no way that I could walk out and face people. I had cried so hard. It was awful.
Well, you start crying during American Idol, so.
I do. Yeah, but imagine the dog dies. I mean, it's awful. It's so sad.
We're watching Card Sharks, and they got an old guy on there, and he's talking about how much he loves his wife, and he's going to win some money for her. It's a game show. She's bawling. You know, so there's I can only imagine what happened during. You're getting filled up right now,
I know,
thinking of Marley and Me.
Marley, it's so sad. He's the discount puppy. Oh well, my gosh!
How about Bing Bong and Inside Out?
Oh yes, that was very sad.
I'll tell you what, for a cartoon, that was one of the saddest things I ever saw.
Right. He also sacrificed himself.
It was so
sweet
sad.
Bing Bong,
come on! What is the strongest emotional reaction you ever can recall having in a movie theater? I'll tell you, for me. It was not a scary one. It was not a, I guess it was a little scary. It wasn't an emotional one per se, mm-hmm. but it was during The Fugitive with Harrison Ford. This I actually took a couple aspirin afterwards because I got so.
Really?
I got so worked up. Yeah, it was so intense.
As far as intense.
I will never forget going to see that movie.
When you and I went to go see Rambo, the newest one.
Oh, come on. That's nothing.
No, that was super intense. I did not. But that's not my type of movie. I don't like that. Marley and Me might honestly be one of the hardest, saddest movies I've ever seen. I've only seen it once. I can't see it again. I can't even think about it without crying.
We used to work with Mitch Albom, the author.
Yes.
Because he's a talk show host. He worked in the same studios as us.
Mm-hmm.
And he wrote that book, Tuesdays with Maury.
Yes.
That's a real sad one, too. You ever see that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's really sad. There was a movie called, I think it was called American Sniper.
Oh, yeah.
And I didn't know.
What is that got to do with Mitch Albom?
It doesn't.
Oh,
but I'm just saying.
Right.
No, it doesn't.
I was like, I don't think Mitch wrote that.
So I didn't know the premise of the story. I didn't know the end. I didn't know what happened. And so I went into it thinking it was like a war type movie and it would be a little bit heavy. And the end of the movie was so incredibly sad that I just was not expecting it. And it was another one that I had to just sit there and kind of wait until the end of the movie before I could leave because I didn't know.
What about the one with the seven heads, Brad Pitt?
Oh, seven?
Was that another one that you were kind of surprised?
I did not see that in theaters because I was very young when it came out and I should not have been watching that movie because it was so disgusting and so disturbing.
Very violent.
Another one that I saw one time and will remember every single scene from. Because
you know what's a really terrible feeling is when you walk into the wrong movie auditorium.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like they tell, because it's a funny thing. This happens to me when the server comes up and wants to tell me the specials.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know what they are. I can't focus.
Forget.
And then the same thing when you give your ticket to the guy before you walk down to your movie theater.
Mm-hmm.
They go, oh, it's the first one down the hall of the right and the number seven. I'm like, did he say two? I can't remember what he said.
Your ticket.
I know. I always have a fear. I sit down and sometimes you start to watch a movie and nine times out of ten, you're like, is this the right movie? And then it is the right movie.
Right.
But once in a while, you do sit in the wrong place. You go, what are the chances I went to the wrong movie? Well, I guess I'll watch this now.
You're the reason why they put the pictures up now next to the numbers. It's because of you.
I need
they're
that.
Like, we better put the poster up.
I mean, there's just a three on the door. How would I know? We were mentioning again yesterday that we're in hot pursuit of a couple of properties because we got a winter rental and we got to be out of there in the next month or so.
Yes.
And we mentioned that everybody comes up and goes, I know a place. Uh-huh. I got a guy. And we got a couple places we're looking at. And then we were joking about how maybe you and I would be good real estate agents. So we had a whole conversation. We got some notes about that. We went to, we had three places. We're down to three.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're down to two because this third place had to come off the list. You remember last week I was mentioning that we found a house that was cheap, like $8,000 less than the other place we were looking at, $100, I should
say. Right, $100.
$800 less.
Right. I was like, what kind of budget do you have over there? What are you talking about?
It was because it was across the street from a crematorium.
Yes.
Ooh.
So creepy.
So we go to this place,
mm-hmm.
and it's about the same as the rest of them.
Yeah, the price was comparable, absolutely.
But just a little less, and that's what perked my interest, because again, you're getting all the goodies, all the fixtures, all the new countertops, all this stuff.
Right.
The square footage was good. It was just a little bit less than some of the other comps,
uh-huh.
as they say on HGTV.
A little bit further out than we anticipated, so that's why we were thinking the price was a little better.
And Rochelle does this. She'll check out the town and the school system and all this stuff and get a feel. It's like, it looks great, okay?
Yes, yes.
We take a drive out there on Sunday, and I didn't mention this yesterday, but we get there. Now, I'll be fair, it was not directly across the street like the mortuary was.
Right.
But just at the end of the street, And I don't want to say too much about what else is in the area because people are going to give it away. And I don't, you know, I hope these people sell the house. There's a gentleman's club. And it's got the like these red neon lights with the girl leg up, leg down, leg up, leg down. You know, like a like the roof of a Vegas casino. And it's kind of this small building. It looked like the Bada Bing from The Sopranos.
It was tiny.
Just this little gray building, and it's this little gentleman's club, and it's this, you know, girls, 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 adult entertainment.
Right, and the house is facing the road, so there's a little balcony, and when you're out on the balcony, this is your view. It's the
gentleman's club. I don't know what's worse. is seeing them come out with the urns or seeing these girls with their high heels going to work or coming out at night.
I don't know. Or seeing the guys going in to see that. I don't know.
So I said, I don't feel comfortable with this. This is not okay.
I don't feel comfortable with this.
Right.
Well, don't need this walking distance from the house.
So I think we've established now that we can't have dead people. And we can't have, so we don't want sex and we don't want death.
Yes.
Okay?
Yeah.
And I'm guessing we also don't want an H&R Block because we don't want taxes nearby either. So
I don't know. It might be kind of fun to have that guy in the little Statue of Liberty suit outside. Yeah, that could be kind of fun to watch. Watch him dancing all day.
I guess a cell phone store would work then, too.
Yeah, that works,
Why
too.
Why can't we move across the street from a bakery or something like that?
Oh, Lord knows we don't need that. Jeez.
I mean, it'd be better than this.
Can we live across the street from a gym? That might be a little bit better.
There goes Bramby. Here she comes, ready for work. There's sunshine. All right, time for hashtag mom.
Confessions.
And by the way, here's priority number one for mom. Keep your daughter off the pole, okay? Yeah. Stay off the pole yourself.
Listen, you got to make a wage. It's okay.
So we share them every morning here, 7:20, 9:20, when you write us something and use that hashtag so we can find it. Mom.
Confessions.
Just like this.
Mark My Words said, my six-year-old is already beating me at Mario Kart, and now I know that I can be simultaneously proud and ashamed at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Steph Bigmore said, my family needs a movie where they introduce every character and then give us 10 minutes so we can look up what we need to know from all of these actors.
I do that every time I watch a movie. Pause the movie. I got to go read about all of this. I got to read the reviews. Yeah. Isn't that the guy that was also the guy in this other thing?
Yeah, we do that all the time. Melissa Fusco said, if you're wondering if parenting is for you, I just heard a voice say, howdy, partner. And I turned around to see my three-year-old wearing his potty seat on his head like a cowboy hat.
I've had some nights like that. That's the kind of thing we'd see coming out of a gentleman's club.
Oh, no.
Hashtag mom. We share them. We search them every morning, 7:20 and 9:20. Right here, someone in. You might hear yours, partner. I got to tell you, I'm excited about this. We haven't done it in a little while. The feature goes back to the very beginnings of Robbie and Rochelle. We call it...
That's crazy.
Yeah. That's right. Where did we get that anyway? That was someone that called
that was
in.
A listener.
We just saved that clip and it kind of inspired this whole thing. Sometimes we see stories and they might be trending, but they're more than that because you read them and you go, that can't be true.
Mm-hmm.
That's insane. That's not possible.
That's crazy.
As a matter of fact, that's crazy. This is what I'm talking about here. Have you ever been flying on an airplane and thought, what would happen if the guy next to me had a heart attack and died?
That's crazy.
That would be crazy. But here's a flight attendant, and this video has gone viral, talking about exactly what the crew does if this is to happen, if someone dies while your plane is in flight.
Oh my gosh, that's terrifying.
The thing that always kind of freaks me out is that we have to put them back in their seat.
What?
And we have to recline the seat a little bit and put a blanket all up to their neck so we cannot cover their face. So if it's a full flight and the person next to you has a heart attack and we can't move anyone, you have a dead person next to you.
Wait a minute.
That cannot be real.
That is crazy. I thought they would land the flight if they were... I mean, listen, if you get hostile on the flight, you yell that your coffee stinks and you start swearing at people, they'll land the flight, won't they? They'll at the nearest airport?
I would think so.
Oh, my God.
That is crazy.
Oh, my gosh.
What would you do if you're like... Excuse me, you're touching my tray. Oh, my God.
I don't even know. I honestly don't. You would have to move me. I would be irate. I could not. No.
I'd like a refund. Yeah, what happened on the flight? Yeah, there's a dead guy next to me. Had his feet up on my tray.
Oh.
There's a man from Missouri is in custody after attempting to carjack a police car. Officers were able to maneuver to safety after the suspect pulled a gun on them, believe it or not.
That's goofy. You're trying to jack the people who's supposed to protect us. Go to church, pray.
That obviously an onlooker who saw this happen.
That's great.
Go to church.
That's crazy.
What more can I say about that?
Go to church.
Go to church.
That's great.
What more can I say about that? Thieves in Oklahoma stole thousands of dollars worth of appliances from an Airbnb. They rent the Airbnb. They go on there, you know, put their profile up, their name, and every credit card information. Then they rob the Airbnb, and yes, they use their real name, picture, and a credit card with their name on it as well.
That's crazy.
Police are like, well, I think we got everything we need right here. That's...
You just charge it to their car.
We got one guy just comes right up to the police car with a gun. We're able to cuff him, put him right in the back seat. Then these people gave us their credit card. We're ready to go.
Wow.
That's crazy.
You see what I'm saying? These stories are so ridiculous. You can't believe that they're real. Now, I did not realize this. I heard the news yesterday that Maury was going off the air after 31 years. Mm-hmm. Show debuted back in 1991, the Maury Povich Show. Maury said that he may actually be retiring, but it turns out the show was canceled due to declining ratings.
Oh, really?
I thought it was his choice, but it looks like they decided to put him out to pasture.
Well, you know, it's network TV.
That's crazy.
Now, we dug this up here. This is this is our favorite clip. This is not one of those "you might be the father" clips. I know everybody knows Maury Show for that.
Right.
But we found this. He had a whole episode with people that were afraid of strange things. Mm-hmm. And he has on a girl who is maybe 14, petrified of pickles.
Yes.
And we hate to laugh at somebody that has a phobia because I understand this is a real thing. But listen, we didn't do it. Maury did this, okay?
She's really serious about not having this control her life.
You believe she's serious about
it? Oh, there's no question about it, but I want to make sure she's just as serious about wanting to make her change.
Think of it. You're sick of it. I'm so terrified of pickles. They throw pickles at me.
I mean, you just have to take a look at the whole world eats pickles.
I cannot believe we're losing this quality entertainment.
Maury's got the clip of the pickup pickle truck. He's got that bird that looks like Groucho Marx. Hey,
poor
I want a classic pickles. Yeah.
That's crazy.
It is a little crazy. And last, listen to this. It was 25 years ago today that Paul McCartney's original birth certificate was sold to a still unidentified buyer for almost $85,000 in the biggest ever auction of Beatles memorabilia. That's right, Paul does not have a copy. He only has it, well, I should say, he has a copy of his birth certificate. The original piece of paper that was on file at the hospital where he was born in Liverpool is now owned by a private collector.
What?
That's crazy.
Or maybe Paul is dead, just like all those rumors back in the day. Maybe.
That's crazy.
If Paul was here right now, he'd be like, you never know.
I feel like you're right.
It's a bit schizo.
He doesn't care. What is he? He's got $75 billion in the bank.
You can have the paper.
Wasn't that fun? Little something we call...
That's crazy.
You can stay in touch with us, Robbie and Rochelle, on all the socials. You can also search us wherever you like your podcast, or it's streaming on demand anytime, real easy. 1071theboss.com. Just click our page. All right, time for Robbie and Rochelle's Fast Five. Five big old trending stories thought you needed to know to be in the know from number five to number one. We got some good ones today. We will count down. Number five, there's a drive-thru worker at a Popeyes in Louisiana. Likes to sing their customer's order back to them. Now, I think this is good. When you place an order, you say, listen, I'd like a double cheeseburger with fries. Hold the mayo, whatever it is.
Right, right.
I like that they go, all right, that was a double cheeseburger with fries. Anything else, sir?
Yes.
That's fine. This guy likes to sing it back to them.
Okay.
Hi, thank you to Popeye. This is Cynthia speaking. Make sure keep it popping.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Keeping it real over here. That's what we do. Can I get you
there, let me get a number 8, please.
Spicy or mayo?
Spicy.
And what side are you going to talk it like it's hot?
Red beans.
I'll tell you what, this guy has gone through that drive-thru several times. He's gone through several times.
Yes.
Had this happen before, he's got a little thing going with this woman,
That's amazing.
He decided he would record it and put it online. Now, I'm glad he did because it's entertaining for the rest of us, but this wasn't just a chance encounter, okay?
No.
Hallelujah, holla back.
Number four, number one movie in America for the second week in a row, continues to be The Batman with, what's his name? Is it Robert Duvall?
Pattinson.
Oh, Robert Pattinson. That's
Pattinson.
Right. The vampire kid. There's a Batman impersonator.
I'm Batman.
Who traveled to Poland, spends time trying to cheer up some of the kids that have come over from the Ukraine.
Aww.
This is my little buddy, Sasha, from the Ukraine, right?
Yay!
Sasha is 6 years old, and he is going to say the four things. Never give up. Always do the right thing. Number three, help other people. Number four, never be a bully.
Well, that's really nice, but he should have done it in Batman voice. I just gotta say.
Maybe that was his Batman voice. How do you know he's not like a really high-pitched guy?
Because that's not how Batman talks. Everybody knows what Batman sounds like.
You don't know.
Hey, kids, be good. Stay strong. Gotta do it in the Batman voice.
Okay.
I mean, it's a very nice thing he's doing, but...
Yeah, maybe you should go down there and do it.
Where is she?
Scare all the poor kids.
Gosh, that hurts, you know? Number three, UFC fighter Patty the Batty Pimblett.
That's an awesome name.
That's a real guy if you're not familiar with him. Patty the Batty. He threatened to punch out Mark Zuckerberg because his Instagram and Facebook accounts have been suspended due to him threatening people online, according to the... allegedly. This is why Facebook says they took down...
Okay.
I want to fight Mark Zuckerberg, but I'm going to punch it at him. I'm sick of you, lad.
I'm sick of you.
I love that.
Tell you what, that's who we send in to take out Putin. Just send this guy in there.
Yeah, he sounds scary.
He's angry. He's ready to go.
Uh-huh.
Number two, Gallup has just released the results of the annual happiness study.
Hey, how you doing?
They ranked 146 countries to find which country is the happiest. I will tell you now, the U.S. came in at number 16, which is better than we did last year, actually. Afghanistan comes in dead last.
Oh, okay.
Finland. Number one.
Interesting.
The happiest country on earth.
Okay. That makes sense. They have like 9 weeks vacation every year. It's mandatory.
Is that how that works?
Yeah.
In a related story, spreadable cinnamon toast crunch, and it looks like peanut butter spread, but tastes like the cereal, is about to hit the store shelves April 1st. So suck it, Finland. USA. USA. Spreadable cinnamon toast crunch.
That sounds amazing.
And number one, scientists have uncovered dodo bird DNA. This is not the first time they've found some strands that they believe could replicate the DNA and bring back the long extinct dodo bird. It disappeared from existence about 300 years ago. Have these people not seen Jurassic Park? It's all fun and games until you got a velociraptor chasing you through the lab, okay?
You make a good point.
I mean, what are we doing here?
Welcome to Jurassic Park.
Tuesday celebrity birthday file. JJ Watt? Who? Watt? 33 today. Now, Jim. Reese Witherspoon, 46. Keegan-Michael Key, who we think looks like our friend Cal Cagno.
Yes.
Best man Cal, he's 51. Bob Costas, 70 today. Andrew Lloyd Webber, 74. Oh, my God. Today is Wolf Blitzer's birthday.
Oh, we should sing happy birthday to him. You love Wolf Blitzer.
Remember, Lewis Black was on the Celebrity Hotline yesterday, and I said, what are you going to do about his beard? He said, well, the thing with Wolf is you turn him around, he looks the same as he does in the front. He's got the big white fur in the front and the back.
You like that.
William Shatner, 91.
Wow.
I thought he was already 91. Are we sure he's not 92? Should we look that up?
I think he went to space on his 90th birthday, so that would make sense.
Is that what it is? Today is National Goof Off Day,
which
apparently is what our researchers are doing here, because I'm not sure about that birthday, but that's all right.
It's He Said, She Said, with Robbie and Rochelle.
I'll tell you what we'll do today. We'll take a little walk down memory lane. How's that sound?
Okay.
Is there a song that instantly brings you back to high school? Now, I know this, you might think when I say that will date you automatically.
Yeah.
But remember, it doesn't necessarily need to be a song that was out when you were in high school. There might be just a song that your friends all liked. Like, for example, our wedding song is an Elvis tune.
It is, yes.
Our first dance when we got married was Can't Help Falling in Love.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm obviously an old fart, but that song came out in 1961.
Right.
We did not get married that year.
Right.
So we're not necessarily outing anything from your high school years, but is there a song, for whatever reason, brings you right back to high school? Maybe it was a song you remember from your prom. Maybe it's something you remember making out in the back seat. Maybe it's something you and your friends, it's a song you all remember. What would that song be for you?
Well, this is a good example of not necessarily dating me, because every time I hear Crazy Train by Ozzy, it reminds me of high school, because I made my high school video and I put that song in my high school video. So every single time
What's a high school video? You mean that, like a graduation, they show a montage of photos?
Right. We had photos.
Crazy Train. Why would you choose Ozzy Osbourne?
I still like that song, and I did not. That came out in like 1980. I did not graduate in 1980.
Sharon! They're graduating.
I did. Like, I like that. I don't know.
That's a weird song to choose. Usually people do the I've had the time of my life or those kind
of
things.
I'm not sappy like that.
You went with Ozzy Osbourne.
I'm not sappy. So I went with Crazy Train because that was my high school experience.
It was a crazy train.
It was a Crazy Train.
Well, that's a pretty funny answer.
Yeah. So, I mean, every time I hear the song Yeah by Usher, that reminds me of high school.
Yeah.
Was that
out when you were in high school?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. We got one guy with the big rimhorn glasses going on his computer trying to figure out how old that makes Rochelle.
Well, I'm 28 forever. Yeah, so
28.
That's how old
forever.
I am.
I can't think of a song that really reminds me of high school.
Yours would be some angsty white boy song at like Weezer or something.
Yeah, Weezer. Weezer exactly. Was out when I was in high school.
Something
yeah.
along those lines.
See, well, there you go. I'm revealing a little something about myself. Can you?
You like that then, you like it now, you just...
I will say this. Weezer, Buddy Holly.
Uh-huh.
If you remember that music video where it looked like Happy Days,
of
you know,
course.
The Fonz and all
yes.
of that? That was the first new song I ever played on the radio.
Well, there you go.
Because the first radio station I worked at was Oldies.
Oh,
so we
okay.
were playing, you know, like doo-wop or that kind of thing.
Right.
But the first new song I played was 1994.
You also started working when you were like 10, so it still doesn't date you.
A little bit older than 10. A little bit. So there's a song that immediately brings you right back to high school, for whatever the reason.
Mm-hmm.
What is that song? 732-774-4444. That's 732-774-4444. Ian, love to talk to you. Or you can just use that same number, connect with us on the text. You can also get us on Facebook. Those are coming up. He said.
She said.
If you could feel the dirt on your car, go to DeluxeCarCareLLC.com right now. For just $85, you'll get everything you need to wash your vehicle anywhere with just 1 gallon of water. That's right, no hose. Give your ride a shine above the rest with the Deluxe Rinseless Detailing Kit from DeluxeCarCareLLC.com.